Patty, I received an email recently with a question about how do we travel with Truman and Bess? And I thought, we haven't talked about this topic since episode two, a year and a half ago.
Episode two.
Yeah, so I thought we would talk about it in today's episode of Travels with Delaney,
the podcast.
Hey everyone, my name's Patrick.
I'm Patty.
And we are joined on the couch today by Truman
and Bessarooni.
That's right. And if you don't know who Truman and Bess are, they are our 5-year-old Cavalier King Charles Spaniels.
I believe they're five.
I know.
It seemed like we just got them.
I know. It's crazy how fast kids grow up.
They do. Pretty soon they're going to want to drive.
Yeah.
Get married. Yeah.
Now, we're going to talk about how we RV with these two.
Yeah.
But before we do that, we need to do another episode of This or That.
Ooh, okay.
And today, Patty.
Yes.
We're going to talk hamburgers.
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 I like a good hamburger.
We're trucking on down the road.
Trucking.
We'll say in Texas to try to make this sound.
Ooh, I like Texas.
And the exit has two choices.
All right.
In-N-Out burgers.
Yes.
Or Whataburger.
You are cruel again.
So which one am I pulling into? And don't say the one with the biggest parking lot. Assume they both have a big parking lot.
Well, if my memory serves me correctly, okay.
Yes.
In-N-Out, awesome burger, but their fries, I think, are better than Whataburger fries.
Yeah, if
but
I remember right, In-N-Out actually cuts their
them.
Fries.
You can wash them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Whataburger, that burger is just like mammoth.
Yeah.
I remember it so, golly, And they have more of like a string fry. I'm going to have to, as your Uncle Dennis would say, I'm going to go with Whataburger.
Whataburger.
I'm going with Whataburger.
All right.
But I would not turn down either one of those.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. I have to tell you, I was a big In-N-Out fan originally.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm kind of with you. I'm on the Team Whataburger.
There's something, I can't remember exactly, but there was something, I don't know if it's the spices or something, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I do have to agree, I do think the fries are better at In-N-Out. So if fries were a determining factor, then we might.
Then that's an easy one, yeah.
All right, well, I just thought we just finished watching a YouTuber who went and got cheeseburgers and fries, and it made me think about that.
Okay,
so,
nice.
Now, we received, it wasn't even an email initially. I received a message to our Travels with Delaney, I think, Facebook page, from a gentleman who said, you know, I've been watching some of your videos, and my wife says she knows you.
Oh, yeah.
And he said her name is Joanne.
Yes.
And I went, I kind of freaked out.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Like, in a good way.
Yeah, because like, you're like, what?
I literally said, Patty, oh my gosh, I found Joanne. And when I say I found Joanne.
You haven't seen or talked to her since you first started out of college,
no,
did you?
No. We exchanged Christmas cards with Joanne for a lot of years.
Okay.
And we kind of lost contact when we moved here to Tall Pine Lodge because our address changed. And I think she had moved and her address had changed. And so that was probably back in like 2014, 2015, maybe the last time we exchanged Christmas cards. So who is Joanne? Well, Joanne was my boss, my mentor, and our friend back when I was right out of, well, actually, while I was in college, I was working at a hotel and running a housekeeping department. And Joanne was like the corporate inspector who would come out and inspect our rooms for us, you know, quarterly.
Sure.
And so I knew Joanne then. And then when I went to work right out of college in the hotel business, Joanne was the manager I was assigned to train under.
Okay.
And that's when you got to know Joanne.
Yep.
And, you know, and then just over the years, we stayed in contact. And then, like I said, we kind of lost contact in 2014. And so it was so funny because, then Joanne ended up emailing me and said, you know, my husband's watching a video on YouTube. And I'm like, I know that guy's voice. And she had no idea that we had a YouTube channel. So anyway, Joanne emailed me, I don't know, a week ago, 2 weeks ago, they just bought a Class C motorhome.
Okay.
And they're in the same situation. They have dogs. And based upon the email, I get the sense they've never RV'd.
Okay.
Or definitely not RV'd with dogs. And she was like, how do you do it with dogs? Like, what's your... And so I already, you know, I didn't make her wait to listen to the podcast. I told her what we do.
You didn't make her wait.
But it got me thinking, how many other people maybe didn't hear episode two,
sure.
You know, a year and a half ago. And they're like, yeah, how do they do it with their dog? So
yeah.
I thought we'd talk about today. And so we bought our first RV in 2005.
Yes.
And we always tell people, why did we buy it?
Because we wanted to travel with our pup at the time. It was Madeline, Maddie.
Maddie, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maddie Francis.
Yep. And so when we bought this RV, we just were thinking of it as like a hotel room.
On wheels.
On wheels. And I remember we were at the time, it was a Jellystone.
Right.
In Gatlinburg.
Yeah, we were so green about how to camp with a pet, if you think
and
back.
I was up at the camp store and talking with the owner, and she said something about, have you ate at this restaurant? And I'm like, well, we really can't because we have our dog with us. And she goes, what's that got to do with anything, you know, basically. And I said, well, you know,
how do we do this?
How do we do this? And she said, well, why isn't that why you bought an RV? People buy RVs so that they can know that their dog is safe and go out to dinner. So she literally talked me through it.
She taught us how to do this. Yeah.
She said, you know, and the tips we're going to share today is what she shared with us. And that was like, I think we had been camping for probably 6 months or maybe.
Yes.
And we didn't know because we just thought it was a place where we could sleep. So we'd take Maddie everywhere we went.
Well, yeah, because we were just concerned about, you know, like her barking and like what if the power went out at the campground and just different things. We just had no clue. I mean, we had so much so that we had our little truck that we pulled the camper with. Remember, we bought a little fan.
A 12-volt fan that we plug in the truck. So if we needed to run in real quick.
To the cigarette lighter. So she would sit in there and we could have a little fan on her.
Yeah. And honestly, what we were doing was probably more dangerous than
if we just would have left
her in the RV.
Yes.
And dangerous in the sense that people could steal your dog out of your vehicle.
Right.
You know, that type of thing. So anyway.
Yeah, we were very, very naive on what to do.
So ever since then,
we
have enjoyed vacationing with our fur babies, and we don't have to take them everywhere.
No.
So the way we do it is, now I will say how we did it with Delaney and Maddie, the basic rules apply. But the one thing that's different is neither of those two were crate trained.
Right.
So they had free reign of the RV.
Right.
With Truman and Bess, though.
They're in a kennel.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And they actually prefer that.
Right. Because that's what they were trained as a pup. We knew with these two when we got them that we wanted them to be in a kennel when we were at work. And so it just transitions over to when we go camping, we have the kennel when we want to go out and do things where they can't go. So.
And so if your pets are not kennel or crate training,
you
whatever
still
you call
can
it.
Take them.
You can still do it, and we could talk about some specifics with that. But so the first thing is we carry a kennel in the RV. Now, we just have a collapsible metal one. In fact, we just bought them a new one because our old one was so worn out.
And we just local Tractor Supply. We have one that we want them together because they're used to being together.
Right.
So I think we bought like the medium size because they're not huge
size. And it folds down flat.
Yes.
In fact, it ends up going right under our dinette for travel.
Yep, it's perfect. Mm-hmm.
And what we like about it is we can fold it flat when we're not using it. And then when we want to use it, we just pop it up and they go in there. And then we have a water dish that just attaches to that. So we
to the side of the kennel.
On the inside.
The
that
wire.
Way, that way they have water. We also always put like a little blanket over it or a thin,
it's a thin blanket. Yeah. It's just like something to cover because I just remember when we were training these two how to be in the kennel here in the cabin, we read somewhere, watched something that said you want to make it feel like a den for them, like they're denning up. And some people call it denning up or kenneling up. And just want it to be like a dark, cozy spot for them so they're not bugged by light or whatever.
And we don't cover like all four sides. Mm-hmm. We basically cover the top and the two sides and the back. And that way they can still see out forward.
And they're just that way they can still get airflow.
But it it gives them airflow. But it also creates, like you said, kind of that comfort.
And they go to the backs and they do their snoozing back there.
Yeah. So we do put them in their kennel when we leave.
Right.
Now, let's talk about some of the other things, though, you want to do.
Well, we make sure, like, our blinds are closed. Or if you have curtains in your trailer, you try to close them as much as you can. And then...
So we leave it dark for them, other than we'll leave like
one light. A few little
lights
on.
Yeah, just little lights.
Mm-hmm.
But the main reason for that is if they're able to see out...
Ours will bark.
They will bark.
At any movement of birds, animals, people, other dogs, whatever.
And so even though most people can't see in our Alliance fifth wheel because it sits so high...
They can see
shadows,
yep.
Like movement.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we put the blinds down always.
Mm-hmm.
We also, besides then making it nice and dark... in there other than the lighter.
A few little lights, yeah.
Yeah, we don't want them completely in the dark, but we're just not super bright.
Right.
We also find a radio station.
Yeah, that's one of the first things. Wherever we go, if we're traveling, I'm like, I got to find a radio station that comes in so that when we have to leave these guys, I try to get something that's not crazy music, but just something. You just want some background or something.
Yeah, and not super loud, just a little. Because I think part of what it does is they like it because it seems to chill them out.
Yes, it does.
And then also it will help cover up outside noises.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Kind of like what they call that, gray noise, white noise.
White noise, yeah. Not gray noise. I don't know what gray noise is.
Anyway, just has some noise going on.
Yeah, white noise.
Let's just put it that way.
Yeah. They prefer smooth jazz, but a lot of times it's hard to find smooth jazz.
Yeah.
On there.
They like the classics too.
Yeah, they like the classical. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So now we got the blinds closed.
Yeah.
They're in their kennel, nice and happy.
Right.
And we got some music playing.
Right.
Then what we do is we're doing most of our camping during spring, summer, fall.
So we want to make sure it's cool in there.
Yeah, we want to make it cool. So we will run our AC, okay, and we set it to continuous. So we don't do AC fan. Is that what it says?
I think it is.
Yeah, I think we just go to AC cool.
Right.
And what that means is... I think that's the right. Gosh, I hope I have the right setting.
The setting where it just runs all the time.
Right. So the AC kicks on when it needs to cool it down, but when it's not on, the fan keeps going. And again, we really do that for the noise.
Right.
To keep that nice, constant noise for them.
Right.
So most of your RVs on the thermostat will have two settings.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of them will have four because you'll have high
cool, low cool, high fan, low fan.
And
then auto or something.
Auto. That's what we don't want. Auto.
The brain is working.
You can tell we haven't camped in like a month. And it's been winter, so we haven't been on the AC.
Yeah.
So auto. You do not want high auto or low auto because that means
on and off.
It's on and off, on and off. And that would drive them nuts.
That would drive me nuts.
It drives us nuts. Yeah. That's why we run it on. Just
continues.
High or low.
Yeah.
So we just find the right temp for our RV.
Mm-hmm.
And we run that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's pretty much everything inside, right?
And sometimes one more thing I want to add, like if it's middle of summer, like July, and we are in somewhere hot, 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 like Florida, let's say, we have all that going. Plus we have a Woozoo fan that we use in our bedroom to kind of just circulate air. But we'll put that so that it circulates even more air.
We just set it out on the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And,
and aim it down.
That's
kind
not
of near
where
their
I thought you were going.
Where do you think I was going?
Well, we have always, well, I shouldn't say always. In the last three RVs, we have upgraded our ceiling fans to the Max Air Deluxe fans.
Yep.
And what we'll do is we'll set that on auto at a certain temp. And the way those work is... if that temp gets to a set level, it will open up and come on.
And circulate.
And circulate either, and you can either have it take air out or air in.
Yep.
And we do that because that way if the AC or the power would go out.
That would work for
us. Because that Max Air Deluxe is on 12 volt, it would, once it hits whatever temperature we set it at, let's say 78 degrees.
Right.
Then it would at least open up and be moving some air.
Right.
Yeah, until we can get back.
Right, and to help us with that, and what is that device that we have installed in the trailer?
We have a Waggle.
Okay.
And so for those of you not familiar with the Waggle is just a little device about the size of a coaster.
To me, it looks like almost like an Apple TV.
Yeah,
or
something like that.
Or whatever.
And the way the Waggle works is you buy the device and then you own the device. And I wish I could tell you what the price is. We've owned ours for so long, I don't even remember.
Right, I don't know.
And then you pay like a monthly or yearly fee, and that fee is actually for like a cell service. They use Verizon Network is who they use. And so you, on your smartphone, go into the Waggle app, and you set parameters. So I can set a high temperature and a low temperature, and when... the RV either hits the high temperature or the low temperature, you set it up to send up to five different phone numbers right. and five different emails.
Right.
And it'll send you alerts.
Yep.
It will also send alerts if the power goes out.
Yes.
You can set it for humidity, which I always shut that off because...
Well, it's just hard in a trailer because in the summer especially, it's hard to keep humidity out because we use a dehumidifier to gather any little droplets in the air, and it's hard.
Right. So we have it set up to where Patty and I both get text messages and emails. So when something happens, our phones go nuts. Mm-hmm. Okay. It will also, if the power goes out and then when it comes back on, it will also send out another alert. So we did have that happen once to where we got this alert that the power was out.
Yep.
So we're like, okay, we got to get going. We got to get back to the campground. And within just a couple of minutes, we got another alert that said the power's been restored.
Yeah.
And so we're like, okay.
All right, we're okay.
I think we still ended up going back. Remember, I was like, oh, I hope the AC comes back on. We got back. The AC was fine. Yep, these guys were sound asleep.
They had no clue what was going on.
But we love that peace of mind. Mm-hmm. Now, some people are like, yeah, it's really expensive because you got to buy the device and then the annual fee for the service. To me,
it's just peace of mind.
It's peace of mind, and I don't care what it costs.
Well, because, you know, sometimes, you know, you're just out and about and you get caught in traffic or construction or you just are doing something and you're like, oh my goodness. And then you're not worried about them.
I have heard other people say you can get like these thermostats that can, you know, like do that or other devices. The problem is most of them that I have seen, mm-hmm. they would be similar to the Waggle, except you have to have a Wi-Fi network to hook up to.
Ooh,
and a lot of times we're at places that just doesn't have Wi-Fi or good Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I don't think we've ever camped in a location that the Waggle didn't have service.
Yeah, I think it seemed like I don't remember any place where we've had an issue with that.
Right.
Where we had to go, oh my goodness, we got to resort to the old method.
Right.
And, taking them.
And we've been using the Waggle mm-hmm. since the Cap 400 days.
Right.
So that goes back to, 2018?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we've been using the Waggle for a long time. I think it was, or maybe it was when we first got the plans.
Yeah,
I can't remember
either.
But I mean, I know since at least 2020. So we've had at least 4 years now.
Another thing sometimes we do goes along with that is we kind of get to know the owners of the campground or the manager, whoever's at the desk.
Yep.
And we say, okay, we have pets in there and they have our number and we're going to be out for a little bit. Let's say we're going garage selling or whatever. And can you please? They're like, oh, yeah, sure. We'll let you know, what's going on if something like that happens. And we'll keep an eye on, you know, your rig and if we hear the dogs or whatever.
Yeah.
Just kind of let they help you. They're willing.
Most campgrounds, we just leave our cell phone and that type of thing. And the other thing I want to go back on the Waggle is in addition to getting alerts, you can be proactive. So if you're a pet owner that has anxiety about leaving them like I do at times,
we'll check on them.
I can just literally, no matter where we're at, I can go into the app and open it up and it will tell me what the temperature is in our RV at all times. I actually use it all winter here at the house because we don't remove our lithium batteries. And so I keep heat on in the RV year round because I cannot have the batteries dropping below about 32 degrees.
Yeah, you're always checking and going, oh, the trailer's at this temp.
Well, I open up the Waggle app. I go,
better go check it.
Trailer's still 45 degrees.
Oh, it just went off. I got
to
go look.
And didn't mean to go back to the Waggle.
No, but it's good.
Yeah. And again, you know, years ago we had like an affiliate link. We don't have an affiliate link anymore.
We just love it.
If you want one, trust me, there are people out there who have affiliate links where you can probably get up to 50% off the purchase of the device. In fact, I think our friend Jonathan from Tree Talker, the Traveler, maybe still has an affiliate link with them. We haven't worked with Waggle directly in a couple of years, but I still, for us, now I've heard other people complain, you know.
We haven't had, knock on wood, any
we haven't had
issues.
An issue, and I love the peace of mind with it.
Oh,
So that's kind of our backup so that we can go out and not worry and know that if the power goes out. I would say in this rig, we also have another... kind of backup, and that is we installed this big 3,000 watt inverter along with 600 amp hours of lithium battery.
You sound like Tim the
Tool
Man.
Here's the funny thing: if the power goes out at the campground, it won't even set off the Waggle.
Nope.
Because our Victron inverter it just kicks over to our batteries. Now, I guess the only bad thing about that is with 600 amp hours of battery. We may only be able to run the AC for a couple hours before we would drain the batteries. And then, I guess, then the power would go out and then we'd get the alert. But it's kind of nice because if it's just for a short period of time, we won't even know because our RV just kicks over to lithium like nothing. Which, by the way, this podcast is not about lithium and inverters. But my favorite part about that, and then we can go back to pets.
Okay.
We don't have to ever reset the microwave clock.
Oh, I hate doing that.
So when we travel, because the minute I unplug the RV here at the house and we start heading down the road,
that's right.
Our battery, our inverter kicks in.
I never noticed that.
Yeah. And so when we get to Cracker Barrel or the campground, wherever the
first thing, you don't have to go, what?
You don't have to go in and go, oh, I got to reset the clock. I know that sounds silly.
Yeah.
But,
it's just,
you know,
yeah. Cool.
But anyway, so now we've got the kiddos comfortable.
Yep.
They're in their kennel, which is their happy place.
Yes.
We've got music for them. The blinds are closed. We leave a couple small lights on. We have the AC set to run continuously so that there's a nice gray noise, as you like to call it.
Mine's gray.
We've left our phone number when we, you know, at the camp office just in case there's an emergency and they need to reach out to us. And we lock the door. I don't think we're gone, and we go have fun.
And sometimes we'll put the outdoor light on.
That's for us. Yeah. That's for us. That's not for them.
Well, they don't see it, but
it's for me. If we go out at night.
And then just one little thing, when we didn't have pups in the kennel, like Delaney or Maddie, you just got to make sure you could figure out a way, because Delaney was smart.
Oh, I know where you're going with
this. To get the blinds closed, because that little booger.
It wasn't the blinds.
It was curtains.
It was curtains.
She would jump up on the couch.
It was in that
little dinette.
It was in that vintage cruiser.
Yes. And put her little head.
So our vintage cruiser did not have blinds. It had curtains.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just closed the curtains. But yeah, you're right. Delaney would jump up in the dinette.
And move her head in those curtains.
And then she could see outside.
and
she'd bark her head off because she'd see kids playing and stuff like that. So what we ended up having to do, if you remember, was...
I had a pin.
Yeah, we got clips.
Somehow.
You had like clips or something where you clip them somehow to keep her. And I think that's the thing. Like, Delaney was used to roaming the, you know, she had full roam of the house. So did Maddie. And so in the trailer, they had full roam.
Yeah.
These guys, because we
trained them from the get-go.
If we left them out, they would freak out.
They would not know what to do. They freak out here. So, like if we leave the house just to go outside to do something at the trailer, especially T-Man here, he likes to do his howl, his stranger danger howl. And he's Mr. Drama.
I actually last week went out to the RV to shoot a video for Travels with Delaney.
I think it was last Friday.
And when I came back in, and I just left them out.
And their kennel door is always open.
Their kennel door is always open. I come in, they're both in the kennel asleep. Like they put themselves
like,
in the kennel.
We're going to bed.
Like dad's gone.
He forgot
to put us in. I swear, if he could have pulled that door shut on
he probably would have.
So anyway, I just thought. You know, I looked up to make sure when the last time we had talked about this, and I was like, you know what? It was actually episode 2. That was a long time ago. And we have a lot of you are new to our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just thought maybe we should revisit that topic.
Yeah.
So.
And just one little thing about the kennel, because we kennel trained them since they were little, and all the things we watched to learn how to do that, we have a kennel treat. It's just a certain little treat that once you get that treat out, bam, they're both in the kennel. So we're lucky that they don't mind going in there at all.
Yep.
And when it's open, they'll go in and sleep in there and hang out. And
they know what the kennel treat is.
They do.
So.
And they want it.
So, Joanne, number one, I don't know if you listen to our podcast, but if you are, I just want you to know how excited I was and Patty was that we've made contact. That's a beautiful thing about social media and the internet.
Right.
Is trying to stay in touch with people.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're super excited for you and Walt and
your
new RV. And hopefully we're going to get to meet up with them at some point this summer.
Mm-hmm.
So, and thank you to our friend and producer,
Jim.
Mr. Jim
Kuzman.
Always have to thank Jim every episode because, again, without Jim editing this, who knows what the sound quality would be. So
we don't know.
Let's just be honest. Jim, I wish I could get Jim to edit like all my videos just on the sound side because he just does such a great job. But thank you very much.
Thank you, Jim.
You to all of you who are tuning in on a weekly basis to listen to us ramble on and hopefully at least share a little bit of value to you.
Right. And if you have any questions or topics that you'd like us to talk about, just put it in the, is there comments on this?
Yeah. depending on, depending on what platform you're listening to, or if you want, just email us at travelswithdelaney@gmail.com.
Right.
Sometimes that's the easy ways. And honestly, some of these topics we've been coming up with both for the podcast and for YouTube have been coming from all of you sending me either messages or emails.
Yeah.
I'm going to be filming a couple videos in the coming week. And it's all because of people reached out and said, hey, Patrick, one is, Patrick, I would love to see how you organize your outdoor storage on your RV.
Ah, nice.
I'd love to see that too. I didn't think I do organize it. So I'm going to shoot a whole video about, in fact, I'm not going out there and organizing it. I'm going to film it
as is,
as I try to clean it up. So,
there you go. I like that question.
Don't you like that? Yeah.
That topic is awesome.
And then somebody else had left a message saying, I'd love to see you hitch up your fifth wheel. Like, ooh, what's that process?
There you go.
You know what? We're going to be going camping soon.
Perfect.
So we'll film it. So,
done.
So you got a topic, something you want to see, shoot us an email.
Absolutely.
Or leave us a comment.
Yeah.
And we will try to get that either worked into the podcast or over on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, everyone. Well, until next time, we'll see ya.
On down the road.
Bye.
Travels with Delaney. We'll see you on down the road.
Say bye, guys. Say woof, 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 woof.